Okay, so building on your first question, the answer to the first question about super tuning the bow and making sure you have a good tune for fixed blade broadheads. Do you think that there are certain head designs that are better than others for aeroflight? And let me give you a couple examples. So, there's been a shift in the last, I'd say, 10 years towards a shorter length broadhead. That people claim to get much better aeroflight as opposed to like a big bulky two blade. Do you think that there's and like three blades or four blades or two blades? Do you think there's some designs that lend themselves again fixed blades only for better aeroflights than others?
Absolutely. And it all depends on the speed of the bow. When you're talking a longer broadhead, like a two blade or a longer three or even a four blade, broadhead, you've got a lot more resistance out there, catching the wind out there as it's traveling through the air. And they act different if you've got a bow that's going 100, excuse me, about 200 and call it 60, 70 feet per second. Some of these bows that are, and I'm not going to quote IBO speeds of 360, okay, because nobody shoots 3 grains per pound in a hunting arrow realistically, but they still shoot at 310 to 320 with the average weight hunting arrow. And so you've got a big variance there. The shorter broadheads with maybe a little bit more open cut holes in the blades, but definitely the shorter broadheads tend to perform better, and especially three blades compared to a four blade head on the very fast quick bows because you got a lot less resistance out there catching the wind. So it has a lot to do with speed. If somebody says to me, "Hey, I'm shooting a bow that's rated at 360 feet per second IBO speed, and it's got a very harsh cam to it to get it speed," well, of course, I walk through, make sure that the arrow is going to give them the right arrow for that setup. But the same token, I don't want them to shoot, a broadhead that's 2.5 inches long in length. And a four-bladed fixed head that's got big wide blades, a big cutting diameter to it, because he's going to have a rough time to get that thing to fly unless he's putting about a 4-inch veins, stiff vein on the back end with lots of helical, because he's just going to have too much front end fighting, flying through the air. So, but if somebody's shooting a moderate speed, what I'm saying, most bows is going to be that it's not a real harsh cam, that their IBO setup is a, call it a 300 to 320, where in reality the barrel they're shooting that's going to be more of the right weight on spine for that bow is going to push it at about 270, maybe 280 feet per second out there. Then they can get by with a four-bladed broadhead, a little bit longer broadhead. So it gets right down to a speed factor is a good rule of thumb. Anybody that's really high speed, I tell them, shoot a shorter broadhead. Anybody that's shooting a not so harsh a cam, a moderate speed type thing of the IBO rating of 300 to 320, maybe even 325, I tell them, then you can get by as long as you've got the right arrow and your bows tuned with just about any fixed blade type one out there. Now, there is some heads, like for instance, I don't recommend somebody trying to stuff a 180 grain broadhead on a super light arrow two blade that's 4 inches long or 3 inches long with no cuts in the blade that's really designed for a recurve bow that's shooting at 190 feet per second or, like that. So you got to be careful there because there is some things designed for recurves which is not conducive. Versus not kind of.